95 FM KCSN and KCSN HD1 Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo. K210 EO Santa Paula. K210 CH Ventura. K206 AA Laguna Beach. K208 AM Newport Beach. A service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. It wouldn't be Friday without Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
Say the word. Why Hello, Jason Friday. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello.
It is Friday on a Friday. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. We play some tunes, get you set into the weekend.
I love it, and I always love you. Radiohead, you never get old. I never get old. We love you.
It is a love affair that will last many lifetimes.
Yes.
That is from that album, which is, it's hard for me to say it, Kid A Amnesia, combines Kid A and Amnesia.
Right, Kid Amnesia.
Yes. What do we got coming up on the program? Brand new, so it just came out, a new song from The Last Dinner Party.
Oh, nice.
New music from Wet Leg.
Oh.
Also. Had to put some edits on that one. They like to do a lot of expletives.
Wait, what? No.
We just saw Camp. Camp played the Greek Theater on Wednesday. I think that was our first Greek show of the season.
It sure was.
It's such a beautiful place, but I will say if you try to park far away so that you don't have to pay for parking or do stacked parking, there is a high cost of walking very, very far uphill.
I know. I tried to be like, oh, yeah, it's okay. We're exercising. It's not okay.
It was very difficult. My hoofs hurt, even still today.
Yeah.
We're going to get into a couple of Camp songs. They were really fun live. Our first time seeing them live. Second time that they played the Greek, they sold it out. The lead singer, he ran all the way like up to the top. You know, he hopped off stage, ran all the way up to the top, to the back of the arena, then came back. What was funny, though, he had a cordless mic. Matt Berninger from The National uses a corded mic. So there's like people who had to like make sure the cord could go all that way.
Right.
I wonder why he doesn't just use a cordless mic.
I don't know.
Can we get to the bottom of this? Is Hillary listening? Do you know why Matt Berninger will not use a cordless mic?
I mean, because it causes more of an effect, I think.
Yeah, it's more genuine.
Oh, he's going over me with the cable.
All right, we're going to get into a Camp twofer. We're going to start with a new song, Mistakes. So we're going to do it. It's a camp out. It's an official camp out.
Ooh, I love it.
Grab your s'mores. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I don't the edge with you. All the things we said we'd do. All the freckles on your face. Tell me of your storied grace. All the things I said to you. Fit them in my heart so true. 1,000 miles from boy to farm, but it didn't feel that way at all. On and on and on, I'm yours. Yours. On and on and on, I'm yours. Standing on the edge with you, eyes of green and sky.
SoCal Sound.
It's Friday on a Friday.
I'm Jason Friday.
You almost didn't come in on time. Music sounds better on a
Friday.
Are you okay?
I am.
We heard the songs On and On and On, and then also Mistakes from the band Camp. Saw them at the Greek on Wednesday. I wanted to point out they had a stuffed bobcat on stage.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looked like a stuffed bobcat anyway, which kind of made me want to have one of my own.
I would love a bobcat. Can we have one, please? Yes, see?
We'll go into stuffed bobcat consideration mode in 3, 2, 1. No. Maybe. Okay, so there's another new song. Wet Leg came out with a new record, Moisturizer. They have another new song. It's one word, mange tout, which means, I think, eat everything. Well, hold on, I have it written down. Eat it all. Mange tout.
Wow, eat it all.
That's very sensual.
That is.
Let's get into new.
Too sensual.
Let's get into Mange tout from the Wet Legs on the SoCal Sound. Ah.
notice how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
Guys,
love them.
Spencer Livingston, Alex Moore, they're now married, a couple. I've known those guys for over, well, Spencer I've known for over a decade, before you, before Jason Friday times.
Isn't that crazy?
Now they live here in Los Angeles and also Japan. They said we can come visit whenever we want. Come visit and say hi.
See you soon.
Kyoto. That's new from them, so it's called Not That Nice. The band is Living More. They are putting out that single, but I think they have a new album coming up. It might not be out till the beginning of the year. We also played some garbage with Special. And this is the part of the program where we talk about, we tease next week's 88.5 album dive. So every week I play a brand new record and we dive into it. But we've been doing this theme, Jace. Have you heard it?
I have, yeah.
It's called Live in July.
Oh.
This week we honored Live Aid, the 40th anniversary.
So good.
And next week we're going to get into a bunch of great live records that came out in the last year. There's a bunch of Interpol. There's Sting 3.0. Many others, including, this was like a reissue. Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes played The Greek, live at The Greek.
Wow.
Which sounded really good. So we're gonna tease a track off that. Coming up next as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Hey, it's Mookie. Looking for that perfect soundtrack to your SoCal afternoon? Weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m., I'm serving up hand-picked tracks, new discoveries, old faves, and local music that hits it just right. It's your daily dose of musical adventure right here on 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Support comes from Pacific Amphitheater at the OC Fair.
Beck, live in concert, July 30th, 7:30 p.m., Pacific Amphitheater OC Fair, with Pacific Symphony and special guest Molly Lewis. Tickets at packamp.com.
There's something you need to know. The future of this public radio station relies on new members to help carry the torch and help us prepare for an uncertain financial future. We need your support to ensure this public service is here for everyone to enjoy for now and for the future. Please join Eric Nye, Joshua Trotter, Mary Ellen Butler, Bruce Green, and Brandon Hall and make the switch from passive listener to active member. It's easy. Online at thesocalsound.org. You'll be glad you did. Thanks very much.
Support comes from Segerstrom Center for the Arts.
Broadway's The Neil Diamond Musical, A Beautiful Noise, is coming to Costa Mesa. The true story of a kid from Brooklyn, destined for something more, featuring America, Forever in Blue Jeans, and Sweet Caroline. Like Jersey Boys and Beautiful, The Neil Diamond Musical, A Beautiful Noise, is here. Coming to Segerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa, July 29th through August 10th, on sale at scfta.org.
Support comes from Pacific Amphitheater at the OC Fair.
Dispatch. Live in concert in the OC with John Butler and his band. Summer Tour 2025. Dispatch. And John Butler and his band with special guests G-Love and Special Sauce and Donovan Frankenreiter. Live at Pacific Amphitheater at the OC Fair, Saturday, July 26. Tickets now at packamp.com and etix.com.
Support comes from iLead Exploration, an accredited TK through 12th grade public charter school, open to all with no tuition required. Guide your child's learning journey at home in partnership with credentialed teachers and counselors, serving Los Angeles, Orange, Kern, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties. More information is available at iLeadExploration.org.
This is your captain speaking. Jet Into Work is a brand new radio show hosted by Jet for More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet. Our early morning flight departs at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, so be sure to wake up with Jet Into Work on Flight 885. And on behalf of the entire flight crew, thank you for flying SoCal Sound Airwaves.
You can hear the weekend knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes live at the Greek, a reissue that just came out in the past year that is Heartbreaker, of course. And that's a little teaser, as we call in the biz, Jace. Stick with me, you'll learn all the radio business. So we're going to be doing an 88.5 album dive. Each day we'll do a different record, but we're going to get into Live at the Greek with those guys. There's also a live Interpol record, War on Drugs, Sting, and also The Cure. The Cure,
the
live
Cure.
Songs of a Live World. That's all next week, every weekday, just after 12 noon, our 88.5 album dive. So we just launched this week the SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue.
By the way, now that I'm here.
Yes. Thank you. It was
wonderful
a lot of work.
Job.
I want to thank Matt Blake and also Rob Romero, who helped me with the graphics and video to put all of this together. Everyone here at the station, it really takes a village to get these things going. And this is just something cool where we're going to highlight some of these great rescue places in Southern California. We're starting off by highlighting Pasadena Humane. We went down there and we got to shoot. Oh my gosh, so great to see all of the animals. You know, it like warms your heart, but you're also like, wow, there's so many animals that need homes.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to be a part of. So every Wednesday, we're going to post our pet of the week. Our very first pet of the week is this little cutie, Ruthie, who is a 4-year-old Black Bull Mastiff. You can find a photo and a whole bio on Ruthie and find out more on, you know, if you want to become, you can become a foster.
Yeah.
Or if you want to become a volunteer. Pasadena Humane is a great organization. Find out more on our socials at the SoCal Sound, but also on our website, thesocalsound.org. Anything you want to add?
You know, I had no idea. I've known about that place forever.
It's huge.
And I never knew ever how big it was. From the front, I'm just like, oh, it's like a sweet little... No, it's enormous.
I know, they call it a campus because it's literally that big. And it just seems very well run, right. And it was pretty cool.
I know.
So one time when I first... Our dog, Rayla, who's no longer with us, when I first adopted her, I put together a video of like how her life changed after being adopted. She was going to the beach, going on car rides, and eating all this great food. Ooh. And I put the video to this song because this is such a beautiful... When you think about rescue animals... it's Jim James.
Of course.
And it is the song A New Life. So please check out the SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue. Together, we can find forever homes for all these little cuties. That's our tagline.
Ain't that the truth?
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Dawn, they're waiting. my heart out. Every
Desire. I feel like that's one of her older songs that sounds like some of her newer music, using that high voice.
Right, which I feel like is rare in recent records of hers. Am I wrong to say that? Like,
I
her older stuff doesn't usually sound like
that is, stuff. Yeah, that's from her older stuff.
Yeah.
So she's kind of going, she's going back.
She's taking it back.
To the past and the future.
Whoa.
Do you follow my drift, brother?
Whoa.
Brotherhood of Justice. Okay, where are we at now? Oh, we just got this brand new song from the last dinner party. They've got it. They just announced a new record. This just dropped, as they say. I've only listened to it one time.
Oh.
And you haven't even heard it yet.
No.
It's so, you know, the last dinner party, we saw them live. It's very, theatrical.
It is, but it's like a good theatrical. Does that make sense? Instead of it can be totally just over-the-top theatrics.
I could see them putting on a musical of some sort.
Totally.
Like writing a full-length musical,
right,
for sure.
Yep.
So this is a brand new song. It is called This Is the Killer Speaking.
Oh, I like that.
The Last Dinner Party. Brand new music. Music sounds better on a Friday. It's Friday on a Friday. Woo! 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Didn't last beyond a fry up and my spit upon your ship. And if I'd asked for how you'd answered, I'd have gone and seen my father down at Brompton Cemetery. I hope your back is healing from that good old flaying, and you could still stay with me. Were it with my pride.
Good morning, good looking. This is the killer speaking.
That is the Fruit Bats covering Disarm.
My favorite band.
That's actually Hillary Gordon's one of her favorite bands.
Are you kidding
bands.
Me? Oh, wow.
And her dream is to hang out with Billy Corgan if he's listening.
Yeah.
We're talking about Hillary a lot today. Hillary's hitting the FOAF, Friday on a Friday
That's
show.
Right. Yeah.
Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
So do you know why I played that one? Because the killer in me is the killer in you. And we just played This Is the Killer Speaking
Whoa.
From the last dinner party. But I didn't know this. So the Fruit Bats covered the entire Siamese Dream album
no way.
In 2020. But what's funny is someone's going to listen to that album and go, wow, they write great songs, man. This record rocks.
Sorry,
Taken. This is going to take off. All right, we are coming to the close of the program. It's almost, you know, we're dipping our toes into the weekend. Woo! I hope you can take some time for yourself.
Yeah.
There was something funny, though, that happened this week. I don't know if it happened Wednesday night, but Coldplay played, I guess, in Boston, and they do a kiss cam, like they do kind of at baseball games and
sure.
that. And the kiss cam went on these two people. And it freaked them out. So then Chris Martin literally says, oh, wow, they're either cheating on somebody or they're just shy. And it, I guess it ends up he's a big CEO of some company. He was cheating on his wife. So they were freaking out. And the whole thing went viral. And everyone's saying, if you follow it online, it's kind of funny. Because everyone's saying if they didn't react so like, if they had just stood there and been like, hey, that's cool, no one would have ever have seen it again.
Exactly.
But now it literally went viral. And there's some funny things. Like, I love Coldplay. I was actually a huge, huge Coldplay into their first few records. I would travel to go see them and everything. And we've interviewed them, and I do love them.
Yeah.
But there was a funny one. It said, did you hear about the CEO cheating on his wife at that Coldplay concert? The other person goes, wow, I know. It's the first time I've thought about Coldplay in years. And then someone posted the same circle that those people got caught in the kiss cam. They posted Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts. It's Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman seen at a Coldplay concert. It's got like this circle and they're hugging each other at a game.
It's so good.
I thought it was very, very funny. Sorry that you got busted at a Coldplay show.
I was going to say, obviously, that the main part of it all is not funny, but everything else is hilarious.
I think people working at that company think it's pretty funny.
Yes.
We don't know anything about it. We don't know those people. And
no.
We're just telling the news.
That's
we're just reporting
correct.
The stories as we hear them. But I thought we would play some Coldplay. And I always, when I would go to Coldplay shows, I knew, like, a Coldplay ticket, when they really blew up, people didn't know Coldplay, but they were like, I got to go to that show. God, get me tickets. Can you call and get me some tickets, man? And so you knew everyone at the show didn't know any of the songs except for this one. But this song is very fun to watch at a Coldplay show. I mean, we saw them at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It's. I mean, they put on a fantastic
they
show.
They really
it's,
do.
It's really wonderful.
Yeah.
So have a great weekend. Friday on a Friday, signing off.
Woo!
Until next time, my pretties. It's 88.5.
It's the SoCal sound.
know I